here. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
DC arrests and charges a Ghanaian national for defrauding Zambian government $8,325. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister warns against illegal roadblocks. UN Food Agency to suspend food aid for 750,000 people in Somalia in international news. And in sports news, South African Olympic medalist Caster Semenya ends 7-year legal battle over sex eligibility rules.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has formally charged and arrested a 66-year-old Ghanaian national identified as Morrison Nyaku Obeng. Obeng has been nabbed for falsely obtaining $8,325 from the government of the Republic of Zambia. According to the Drug Enforcement Commission Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba, the suspect obtained the said amount by pretending to have been an expatriate teacher at a named school in Lusaka when in fact not. Mr. Tamba disclosed that Obeng was further charged and arrested for money laundering involving the said amount. This revelation of the fraudulent activities came to light during a verification exercise that the DEC conducted to ascertain which former expatriate teachers were entitled to receive outstanding payments from the government of the Republic of Zambia. The Commission has therefore reiterated its commitment to protecting and safeguarding public resources, warning that the law will soon catch up with them, with all the unscrupulous individuals exploiting and taking advantage of government systems to benefit themselves. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwembu has strongly warned police officers against mounting illegal roadblocks. The minister warns that any erring officer in this regard will face dismissal or serious disciplinary action. Mr. Mwembu emphasized that government will not tolerate officers who use roadblocks for illegal dealings, stressing that the continued practice has damaged the image of the police service. He further noted that roadblocks remain one of the important tools in maintaining law and order on the road, adding that they should be mounted with proper clearance and in line with the regulations. Meanwhile, the minister has since appealed to members of the public to report any suspicious or illegal checkpoints to relevant authorities, saying government is determined to restore professionalism and public trust in law enforcement agencies.
Officers found mounting unauthorized checkpoints will face disciplinary action, including dismissal. All officers must display their name tag and cell number to ensure accountability and public trust. Citizens must be educated on their rights and responsibilities when interacting with enforcement agencies.
An identified male person in Kalomo district of Southern Province has allegedly defied a 9-year-old girl with hearing and speech impairment. The suspect, identified as Junior Mwitwa, is believed to have defiled the minor on October 1, 2025. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Auxentio Daka confirmed the incident, stating the alleged act took place in the Macromond compound. According to the police, it is alleged that the victim had gone to play at a neighbor's residence, accompanied by her 4-year-old sister. While they were playing, the suspect allegedly approached, took the victim by the hand, and dragged her towards his house, and the younger sibling immediately ran home to alert family members. Mr. Daka added that the suspect was later found in an outside bathroom, partially undressed, alongside the victim. The Digital Government Africa Summit returns to Lusaka next week, bringing together government leaders, technologists, and investors from across the continent. The 3-day meeting, hosted by the Zambian government in partnerships with African Brains and Smart Zambia, will run from the 7th to the 9th of October. Acting Minister of Technology and Science Elvis Nkandu says more than 30 African countries will be represented alongside global technology leaders. Details in the following report. The Digital Government Africa Summit, taking place in Lusaka from the 7th to the 9th of October 2025, is a continental platform that brings together ministers, technologists, investors, and global ICT leaders to discuss digital identity, e-government services, cybersecurity, and regional innovation. The summit, hosted by the Zambian government in partnership with African Brains and Smart Zambia, aims to strengthen collaboration and drive Africa's digital transformation agenda. During a press briefing in Lusaka yesterday, Acting Minister of Technology and Science, Elvis Nkandu, announced that this year's summit has attracted delegates from over 30 African countries. He explains that global technology leaders will also be participating, creating opportunities for collaboration with local companies and entrepreneurs.
This idea of containers presents vast opportunities for knowledge exchange, strategic partnerships, and also police collaboration that will transform not only our economies but also the lives of our people. We are very proud to host this summit at Zambia as we position ourselves as a regional hub for digital government, technology, and also innovation. Global technology leaders will be participating, creating avenues for our local government and individuals to collaborate with world-class partners. We want to see greater investment in our local digital entrepreneurs and also broader exposure to the international market.
At the same event, African Brains CEO John Glassie recalled that the first DGA summit in 2023 drew major industry investors to Zambia to engage directly with government and see the progress in digital transformation. He noted that many of those investors are returning for this year's summit, adding that President Hakainde Hichilema will officially open the summit.
Everybody is returning in 2025, and many of those industry partners, they're bringing the most senior people, the senior vice presidents, their presidents, their chief executive officers, because they have already witnessed the transformation that's happening in the digital landscape in Zambia. It starts next Tuesday, the 7th of October, opened by the President of the Republic, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema.
Meanwhile, Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwimbu, reaffirmed government's commitment to fully digitalizing national identity and civil registration systems, adding that his ministry is working towards providing all its services online.
The 2025 Digital Government Africa Summit will reflect on the strides we have made towards building a digitally inclusive Zambia. This summit sets the stage for the vision we are bringing to life, a nation where every citizen can access services through a single digital identity.
It's Oda Piri reporting for Power FM News in Lusaka.
In international news, the UN Food Agency announced on Friday that it is cutting food assistance for hundreds of thousands of people in Somalia, where millions are facing the devastating effects of climate change and acute levels of hunger. The World Food Programme said the number of people receiving emergency food assistance in the country will decrease from 1.1 million in August to 350,000 in November due to critical funding shortfalls. According to the UN's latest report, 4.6 million people in Somalia are facing crisis levels of hunger, and 1.8 million children are projected to suffer from acute malnutrition this year. Out of these, 421,000 children are facing severe malnutrition, and the UN Food Agency has only been able to assist about 180,000. Somalia is not only dealing with the devastating impacts of climate change, including drought and flooding, but also with conflict and insecurity that have stabilized the country for decades. The Al-Qaeda-linked militant group Al-Shabaab controls some of its regions. U.S. foreign aid cuts have worsened the response by humanitarian agencies that were already struggling to meet the needs of the growing number of vulnerable people. The World Food Programme says it needs $98 million U.S. to sustain in minimum of life-saving operations for 800,000 people through the lean season until March 2026. Still in international news, the Ivorian government has imposed a ban
on public meetings and demonstrations aimed at contesting the exclusion of key opposition figures from the upcoming presidential election on October 20.